This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, from All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Over the next couple of months, I'm going to be sharing something new with you. It's a show called Louder Than a Riot. Louder Than a Riot is another podcast from NPR Music, one that's full of deep hip-hop storytelling and criticism. Louder traces the collision of rhyme and punishment in America, but in their new season, rhyme and punishment is taking on a different meaning. Season one looked at how hip-hop is marginalized in America, but now Louder is interrogating who gets marginalized within hip-hop. From misogyny to homophobia and more, the hosts of the show, Sidney Madden and Rodney Carmichael, are exploring how the double standard became the standard in rap. And they've got a lot of questions, like why did Megan Thee Stallion's reputation get put on the stand for a trial where she was the victim? They're highlighting stories this season about Black women and queer artists who refuse to abide by the unspoken rules of rap. Keep an eye out for the first episode of the new season from Louder Than a Riot beginning this Thursday, March 16th. In the meantime, here's just a small sample of what you can expect.
We're headed to the courthouse for the Tory Lanez trial. I'm thinking about how Megan is feeling today, if she's going to be there. And with the energy in the courtroom is really going
to
be like.
At the end of 2022, we headed to L.A. to cover one of the biggest trials of the year.
Truth or lie?
And if you weren't sure about the state of the culture, those 2 weeks showed you everything you needed to know.
The defense says this was actually all about jealousy between Megan and Kelsey Harris.
Not really sounding like a victim to me. She's a strong Black woman. That's the
Megan wasn't the one on trial. But the coverage made it seem like she was.
We all know you fucked him. Like
the inherent desire is to vilify this Black woman.
Every conspiracy, like headline, gossip, well, like Instagram live.
If I can't talk to you, shit, I could make more money talking about you.
Focused on the intimate details of her life.
And I don't like that girl.
And her image as a woman.
She's very low vibrational to me. I'm going to be real. Megan is being controlled by the industry.
This was all taking place while cultural critics were proclaiming a renaissance for women in hip-hop. Doja, Nicki, Cardi, Latto, and Megan were dominating the charts. So what's really going on?
Oh, y'all really don't know what the fuck be going on behind closed doors with female rappers.
I'm Sidney Madden.
I'm Rodney Carmichael. And from NPR Music, this is Louder Than a Riot.
But this time, rhyme and punishment is taking on a whole new meaning.
Whenever we're going through something in this culture, everybody gets silent. They don't get as loud as they do for the Black man.
Season one looked at the way hip-hop is marginalized in America. For season two, we're looking at who gets marginalized within hip-hop.
And how misogynoir, the sexist prejudice against Black women specifically, is embedded into the fabric of the culture we love.
And on every episode, we'll break down one unwritten rule that's held the entire culture back.
Like rule number three, beauty is in the eye of the male gaze.
If I am 90 pounds, if I'm 155 pounds, they're gonna have something to say, and you just have to be strong in your love for yourself.
Or rule number five, if you see something, say nothing.
But at the source, there's all this shit going on. People are asking women out. People are giving back massages. People were buying panties as gifts. This is just the culture.
This ain't just about women either.
It's about every person who has felt the wrath of misogynoir, who hasn't been believed, who's been told to change, or to just shut up.
Every person who's felt held back by rules like number six, real niggas go hard. No homo.
Growing up, it used to be this mystery piece that used to be in the back of magazines and said, like, there's a gay rapper out there. I became that motherfucker. I became the gay rapper.
And we're telling the stories of game changers who refuse to play by those rules.
Like Trina, Saucy Santana, Baby Tate.
Latto, I Love McConan, Rico Nasty, and more.
Who is going to tell us we're the baddest bitch? We have to tell ourselves. And that's why you get the music that you get. This confident, cocky-ass shit that the niggas can't stand. They hate it. Hate it. It's not for you, bro.
Listen to Louder Than a Riot Season 2, starting Thursday, March 16th, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Fisher Investments, who knows the importance of the relationship between a client and their financial advisor. As a fiduciary, Fisher always acts in their client's best interests. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mattress Firm. Do you get the quality sleep you need? Mattress Firm will find you the right bed for your best rest with their wide selection of quality mattresses at every price. Get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Sleep at night.
Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.